nation with a tradition of heroism.
Hey, does anybody know where the head is?
Many of whom are with us here tonight fill that need. Through their strength of character, their fortitude, they have proven themselves to be worthy of the appellation hero. Tonight we are paying tribute to a breed of men.
It's supposed to take a week around here. Well, damn if we're not balls to the wall with all-American hero types here tonight. I see spacewalkers and moonwalkers and Earth orbiters galore. And over here, we have the current cream of the crop, America's best and brightest. It's a good one, eh, boys? Hell, the most excitement I ever have is the time I landed a crippled F-14 with a stubborn nose gear on the deck of a rolling flat top and zero visibility. But you boys, you get to test out these babies. I envy you. Gentlemen, I salute you.
Hey, easy,
tough boys. Battle conditions, eh, boys?
Why don't you get yourself a new act, Pendleton? You're a disgrace. And give that crippled Tomcat story a rest, because we've all heard it.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Rusty, really. You're right. But at least when my moment of truth came, I didn't take a dump down the leg of my flight suit.
You son of a...
Well, come on, boys. Isn't this what you always wanted? A piece of Tuck Pendleton, huh?
Shouldn't the product be declassified?
You know I can't do that.
Could you just excuse me? I'm sorry. Just excuse me.
That's enough! Hello, Pete. Where's your uniform?
Well, yours should have been a long time ago. Hanging in the closet.
No, don't worry, Pete. The wait's almost over.
Take a moment with you.
Wait.
Lydia, all you had to do is ask, honey. Jeremy. You want a drink?
What's all this?
Something new I'm involved in.
Rabbits?
Yeah, rabbits.
You resigned your commission to study rabbits?
That's good advice.
Better get some ice on that.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Now, you're in no shape to drive, Lydia.
Oh, I'm in no shape to drive. That's really good, Tuck.
You leave me no choice. What is?
Straight to your lover's heart. Don't go for me.
Oh, come
on. Hey! To the man on the phone, don't honk. I'll see it.
Lady, all I got was a knife. It's not a book of instructions.
Lydia,
you need to get a bend here. Lydia!
what is going on here?
Have you got any bags?
No, you know what's going on here. You read the note.
Yeah, I read the note.
Good. Nice, clean break. Leave everything behind.
I don't live here.
A one-nighter?
Will you shut up? Get back in your cab, will you? Yeah, I read the note. Your standard farewell address. I know it by heart.
Excuse me.
Lydia. Look, don't leave. You know you love me, huh?
Look, I know you're crazy about me. I mean, look, in a week or two, I'm going to call you. If you're going to call me, we're going to be back together.
No,
again.
We won't.
I don't get it. I get a little drunk. I make an ass out of myself. What's the big deal?
Things are different now, Tuck. It just hurts me too much to be with you.
Lydia, I stubbed my toe on the cab when I kicked the door. I think it's broken.
Well, better your toe than your heart. Can we go now, please?
Lydia! Lydia! Lydia!
Cupid, draw back your bow. Sure hope you didn't leave your purse back there.
My lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry.
Okay, Jack. Let's review. Now, we've got nausea, we got shortness of breath, we got dizziness, we got headaches.
Big pounding headaches.
Big pound. What's going on up here? Where'd you get that rash?
Hairspray.
Hairspray?
It also makes me sneeze like crazy. So what do you think?
I think you're allergic to hairspray. Isn't this great, Jack? I think we're making real progress here today. Okay. Uh-huh. A nightmare is still keeping you awake at night?
Mm-hmm. And now I have a new one, though.
I'll put your head back. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm at the market. I'm working one of the registers. And I suddenly noticed that the next customer is this horrible, obnoxious woman with bright orange hair. Anyway, I'm passing her stuff over the barcode scanner, and I don't notice it, but the computer starts to ring up all the wrong prices. So when I'm all done, I look at the total at the register, and it's way up over, $100,000.
That much?
Yes. So the woman with the orange hair says to me, real calm, she says to me, I don't carry that kind of cash around on me, sweetie.
Oh, don't worry, Jack.
Yeah. And I say, oh, is that right? Uh-huh. And she says, will you take this instead? And she reaches into her purse, and she pulls out this little pearl-handled pistol, and she pulls back on the trigger. And it's at that moment that I wake up screaming.
Take it easy, Jack. It's all right. It's all right. The nurse will get it, Jack. Just sit down. Sit down. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't mean to push you off. Wait, please. Oh, Jack, here, please. Sit down and relax. Catch your breath. Come on. Jack, you know that I'm more than your doctor. I'm your friend. You're one of my favorite patients. I mean, let's face it, your regular office visits are the cornerstone of my entire medical practice. The problem is that medicine is not what you need, Jack. What you need is rest and relaxation. I think you need a total change of scene. Maybe a nice vacation. How does that sound?
It sounds good.
Well, then, take one. And find a place that's peaceful and quiet. Because the most important thing for you right now is no excitement. Got it?
I know it's hard to believe.
Hard. Try impossible.
That's why I want you there. To see for yourself. Then, if you're interested, the project's yours.
Look, first amaze me. Then we'll talk funding.
Damn this traffic. Gonna be late.
Just out of curiosity, who's your guy? Your pilot?
You might know him. Pendleton. Tuck Pendleton?
Why'd you choose Pendleton?
He had the right qualifications.
Such as?
He was the only one we could find who was crazy enough to do it.
Let me tell you something about Tuck Pendleton. He could have been one of the best. But he hates authority, he can't take orders, and he likes to make up his own rules. I don't look so depressed. Experiment's bound to fail long before Pendleton has a chance to screw it up.
How does that feel? Feels good. Then do it again. The Tuck Pendleton machine, zero defects.
You're not getting nervous, are you?
Not yet.
Look, Lieutenant, please let's review this neuromuscular facial response experiment one more time.
Let's not, huh? All right?
What do you mean, let's not?
Look,
I mean,
Ozzy, who's nervous now, okay? I know what our objectives are. I've done my homework. I can do this little job blindfolded and backwards. So everybody just calm down.
Alpha level technicians report to monitoring station.
Keep your arm free and display the line 304.5.
Optical sensor check commencing fire. Initiate hypersonic speaker check.
Oh, keep it between 8 and 11. I'm just hot. Good luck, Lieutenant.
One more thing. I just want to make sure we've got everything down. It's not going to be simple, but there shouldn't be any surprises or. Good luck, Lieutenant.
All personnel.
Be careful of this 3808 unit. I still coughed in it last week. It's not quite as reliable as it was. Still rolling? Great. We are using an experimental Kraken 2 submersible pod, which is modified with a performance helium neon laser scalpel of our own proprietary design. This is a 50 milliwatt unit originally, which has been increased to 600 milliwatts. Just pay attention to your business there. 600 milliwatts, which in terms of real spatial equivalency would be a 60 kilowatt unit. This is done because we have such high efficiency possible because of our enhanced spectral coating, which is like all purposes within the laser assembly, including the laser room. This is done in a Palmer Perkin chamber, which is constructed from a Van de Graaff generator, coupled with what would be a common home carpet sweeper. Would you bring up the biomed on specimen, please?
Oxygen percentage, check. Air tanks fully charged. Doppler phase translocator activated.
State of the art.
All personnel, we are now at priority level 1. Secure all stations.
Environmental control systems, check.
Furthermore, all forces tangent.
Gyro stabilization, S, Y, Z. Coordinates checked. Laser subsystem analysis. Check.
Pod lockdown. Mission complete. In phase 2 alignment.
Prepare for shield closure. Okay, stand by. Need final confirmation from Biomed.
Biomed complete.
And from Optoelectrical Station 3.
3 check.
Station 2.
2 check.
From the MRD.
Entry point plotted.
Okay, TC, do you confirm we're all clear to proceed?
Check.
Dr. Miles is there.
Well, that's his trouble. It's not mine. It's not mine. Okay, prepare PEM number 1.
Activate photon echo memory system.
Insert PEM number 1.
Commencing PEM number 1 insertion.
of the display on the photon depth counter. Stand by, Lieutenant. Answer pen number two. He thinks it was in a month ago. A week ago. Do you have any other papers you haven't turned in?
Pod activated. Microchip interlock complete.
Pull out your breakfast, Lieutenant. This is it. Activate centrifuge.
About phones being fixed today?
Sorry.
All technicians, report to substation monitor.
Stand by, Lieutenant. We'll have you inside a bus in just a moment.
Guys, I need help with this rodent.
Look at this thing. Primitive. Definitely primitive.
Margaret?
Ozzy.
I see you backed yourself into a corner once again.
Mr. Igo, stop him. We need that syringe.
Jose, what the hell's going on out
I certainly envy you. Fun, excitement, relaxation.
No excitement. Doctor's orders.
How about maybe a little shipboard romance?
Well, as long as it isn't too exciting.
Thank you.
adjust.
Jack, sorry. You're late. That's not good. You know it's coupon day.
Sorry, Mr. Wormwood, but you wouldn't believe what happened.
I don't want to hear about it. Tell me later. We can just punch in and get to work at Richard.
Mr. Fox.
Yes.
Smell this. Well, go on, smell it.
What the hell are these things? Fat cells? What the hell is going on out there?
Mission Control, Command, do you read me? I think I blacked out. Am I inside bugs or what?
Thanks, Greg.
You're lit.
I know. How do I look?
It's like shit.
I'm still shaking.
What happened?
The most frightening experience of my life.
Talk about frightening experiences. Have you ever tried slam dancing? Never mind.
Oh, so that's where you were.
Huh?
I hate to shock you, but we had a date last night.
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot? How could you forget?
Jack, look, I've already told you. If you want to be a part of my life, you can't be hassling me about stuff.
Wendy, I'm not a part of your life.
Well, I'm in a hurry.
Yes, you are.
Just add it up, will you?
Ozzy, if you can hear me, I'm going to try to restore contact from your end by activating one of the electromagnetic booster cells. Stand by.
That's kind of pricey for shampoo, ain't it?
Ozzy!
Oh, no.
$128,000?
Is that with or without the coupons?
What have you done, Jack? What have you done?
It's a dream.
What?
It's a dream.
God, Jack, way to screw up.
Listen, sweetie. I don't carry that kind of cash around with me.
No.
Jack, get a hold of yourself, Jack.
I need some aspirin.
What?
Please, I'm begging you for some aspirin!
Where?
Oh, hi! I'm not buying that aspirin now!
$800 a bottle, who'd want to?
Jack, you're becoming unglued. You're coming apart at the seams, Jack. Oh, my God, he's completely spaced out.
All right, let me handle this. Jack.
What the hell is that? Ozzy? Ozzy, I can't hear you. I hope the hell you can hear me. I'm going to proceed with the mission as planned. I'm going to go to autopilot. Phase one, optic nerve interface. Come on, baby, show me the way. Please wait. Environmental adjust required. What the hell is going on? Doesn't anything work?
Pathway to optic nerve is as follows. Superior gluteal vein to common iliac vein to inferior vena cava as right atrium to superior vena cava to right internal jugular vein to optic chiasma.
Let's drive.
Jack, you've always been like a son to me.
Well,
life you anyway. You got a great future ahead of you in retail food marketing. I just hate to see you throw it all away by going psycho on us. Oh, coffee. Great. Thank you.
I got it down the hall.
Smoking.
Deploying optic remote.
Optic sensor armed and ready. Switch to manual trajectory control.
Firing optic sensor.
What's wrong? What's wrong? Let me see.
Come on, where the hell's the picture? Come on.
All right, Oz.
It's not Oz. Who the hell is that? Where's the lab technician? Where's the lab?
It was just so strange. It was like someone had suddenly shoved a white-hot sewing needle through the pupil of my eye.
Oh, God!
You stand up now, Jack.
What is this? Will you bugs just stand up? What's going on here? This can't be. I'm in a man. I'm in a strange man. I'll be a son of a bitch. I'm in a strange man surrounded by strangers in a strange room.
You go home and start your vacation today. This afternoon, Jack.
Well, thank you, sir.
And you come back to us a new man.
Do you mind if I use your phone? Maybe I should phone my doctor.
Oh, go right ahead, Jack. What a good idea.
Ozzy, what the hell have you done to me? How the hell can I be inside a man? I studied up on rabbits.
I gotta talk to this guy. Pathway to middle ear is as follows. Now miniaturization is achieved through the pairing of two 500 series photon echo memory chips, or PEMs, we call them, a controller and a remote. Only the controller is necessary for miniaturization, but the combination of the two chips must be used to re-enlarge. Further, all the emissive components were hyper-controlled in a lab.
Jay Putter, assistant manager. Find him.
Can you hear me? Repeat, respond if you can hear me.
Who, me?
It works! I can hear you! Would you talk to me, please? Who are you? What's your name? What?
Are you talking to me?
No.
I'm not out there. I'm in here.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
You didn't hear that then?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything. Are you feeling all right?
Would I be in a doctor's office if I was feeling all right?
Look, pal, we have to talk.
No, we don't.
Don't what?
Don't have to talk.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Do what?
Have to talk.
Not unless you want to.
I'm in here, inside you, inside your body.
Oh, God. Somebody help me. I'm possessed.
Jack.
Oh.
Good news, Jack. I think we can rule out demonic possession right off the bat.
But this little voice is talking to me.
See, that proves it. Demons talk through you, not to you. Jack, what are you doing?
Well, I started to hyperventilate, and this usually does a trick. Let's see.
You're okay now. You don't shake here anything.
No. Thank God, a doctor. Somebody will understand. Tell your doctor that I'm in the tympanic cavity right inside your ear.
I hear it now. Okay, okay. Take it easy, Jack. Just sit down here and I'll check.
Well, come on. What are you waiting for? Tell him. What are you, deaf? Tell him.
Just relax, Jack. This is going on.
Ah, I'm blind. Oh, God.
God's talking about God. Jack, you seem to be experiencing some sort of theistic hysteria.
How do you treat that?
Well, the medieval remedy was to flay the skin off your body with brands of fire. I have no idea what the current thinking is.
Theistic hysteria, which is nothing. He knows my name.
Jack.
Jack, we have to talk.
No!
Jack, we have ourselves a little problem here.
I wonder what's on the television. TV is so much fun around now.
Jack, pay attention.
Oh, good. This is a good one.
Jack, you can't watch TV. We have to talk.
Oh, no. I'm inside a guy who likes game shows.
Try a vowel.
All right, Jack. You leave me no other choice. I'm going to hit you with my electromagnetic booster.
Oh.
Okay, buddy boy. Here we go.
Ah! Fire! Fire!
Jack, want to watch TV? Watch this.
Primary core overload.
Oh, Jack. You see that I am real, Jack. You do believe me now, don't you? Huh?
I don't know what to believe.
Believe it, Jack. Believe it because it's true. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen good. All right?
Yes.
Because we're in this together, and we got to help each other out.
You don't work at the lab, do you?
Lab? No, I work at Safeway.
And you don't know anything about the experiment?
What experiment?
Oh, God.
The miniaturization experiment.
Oh.
All right. Jack, my name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I've been miniaturized. I was supposed to be injected into the body of a laboratory rabbit, and somehow I got inside you instead.
What do you mean, somehow? How?
All I know is I was inside a syringe. Now I'm inside you.
Syringe.
Hi, you Jack Potter?
Ed Putter.
Putter. This yours?
Yes.
I'm from Cook Travel.
Oh, nice.
You want to sign in number 12 there?
Okay.
I think these are probably cruise tickets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Need your phone?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Shot your TV out, huh, man?
Just like Elvis. You know, you're a lucky guy going on a cruise.
Taking your roommate?
No, I don't have a roommate.
Oh, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Don't trust him. He's not a messenger.
Yeah, I made the drop.
No.
Gut reaction. Get out. Get out right now.
He's a kid. Here we go, man.
Grab it! Grab it!
Jack, your pulse rate. I'm going too fast.
Jack, bring your knee up right now. Kick him on the couch. Now, hit him. Run.
Good.
Open every
lens. Okay, I'm trying to calm down, Jack. I've got a little problem here. I'm going to go off radio contact for a minute.
Shit!
Approaching tricuspid valve of heart. Do not enter.
Back, baby.
Do not enter heart.
Back, baby.
Warning, cardiovascular threshold exceeded.
Been.
Never mind. Let's just get to the lab.
You mean to tell me that he can actually talk to you?
Yes, and I can talk to him. Yes, and also he's able to see everything that I see.
He's patching the optic nerve and the eardrum. That was part of the experiment, to see if a miniaturized human could make audio and visual contact with its host organism.
Oh, come on, Doc. This is a guy, not a bunny.
Yes, but the computer doesn't know that. It simply reads the environment and makes the proper adjustments.
Can you see me, Lieutenant Pendleton?
Yeah, I can see you.
Yes, he can.
Good work. Job well done.
Good work.
Why
I can't believe this.
Find out what went wrong.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Pendleton is wondering what went wrong.
Well, what went wrong? Threw him with a bunch of eggheads and on a squad about security. That's what went wrong.
Yeah, well, thanks for the hot tip.
Don't worry, Tuck, old buddy. We're going to do everything possible to get you out of this civilian.
You better, you two-faced son of a bitch.
Tuck says thank you.
Yeah. Excuse us a minute. Let me talk to you outside.
Yeah. Stay here. Both of you. Oh, that's good. Well, you're home free now.
Oh, yeah? I never trusted Pete Blanchard. Can you see where they went?
Yes. Hold on. Yes.
Yeah. All right, now look directly at them. Don't turn your head. I think I can beef up the reception a little bit.
I've been trying to get here for 6 weeks. I'm just trying to explain to you exactly what's going on.
Explain
here, all right?
That.
Look, we're not the only ones working towards miniaturization.
Don't you think I know that, Niles?
Yeah, I can hear them.
Yeah, I know. Shut up and listen.
Sorry.
But we are the first to perfect the tricky re-enlargement process by using two chips. Now, one of the chips is in the pot.
And the other one has been stolen. Now, what do we do to save Pendleton?
Recover the stolen chip.
Don't you have duplicates, Niles?
No, they're prototypes.
That's thinking ahead, Niles.
We can't make duplicates, of course. Not by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What happens at 9 o'clock?
By 9 o'clock, his air supply runs out.
That is no problem.
Oh?
All he's got to do is take the pot down to the guy's lungs, open the hatch, and breathe in all the air he needs.
He can't open the hatch.
The sudden change in the cabin pressure would cause the pod to explode like a balloon.
That's right, Einstein.
Well, then we don't really have to do anything, do we?
What do you mean?
The stolen chip is useless without the one inside the pod, and we've got that one. You build your duplicates. It doesn't matter how long it takes. We'll be right back in business.
Yeah, but what about Pendleton?
We can't save him now, and that's too bad.
Thanks, Pete.
And we can use him. Bring the perpetrators out into the open.
Find it?
Yeah.
Put it on. Keys are in the pocket. Car's out back. You see that door?
Yeah.
Use it. Well, what are you waiting on?
Look, don't rush me, okay? Just be quiet for a second. Let me think this through.
Jack, excuse me, but I want you to factor this into your thinking, all right? You heard the guy. My air supply is running out.
If you don't help me, you're going to wind up with this miniaturized submersible pod floating around your insides with this teeny tiny human skeleton at the helm.
Not a pretty thought.
All right. But you have to do something for me.
All right, anything. Let's just go.
The red Mustang convertible. You see it? It's over there. All right, careful, careful. This isn't a Honda. There's 500 horses underneath this baby, okay? And the clutch. Oh! The five-speed stick.
Putter, we...
Oh, that's great, Doc.
No pain.
What?
That's the thing that I want from you. No pain. I mean, just... Don't do anything weird in there, okay? Don't cause an embolism or an aneurysm or, you know, accidentally sever my spinal cord and then just kind of go, oh, sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. No pain.
Thank you.
Home sweet home.
Is this where you live?
Yeah, ain't it great? I call it user friendly.
What's this thing?
That? It's just something else in Vectorscope. It doesn't work. Never mind that.
I need a drink. How about you?
Drink? No. I don't really drink.
Well, you do now because I can't have a drink unless you have a drink. Get the picture?
Oh.
You see that table right in front of you with the motorcycle engine on top?
Yeah.
Check the cylinder.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Empty.
Oh, yeah, right. Check the sink with a big fish in it. Bottle of Southern Comfort?
Yeah, here.
Yeah. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a big old tug on that baby, and I'll do the rest, all right?
We're going to drink this one to Ozzy.
A good man who tried to save my ass by injecting me into yours.
To Ozzy.
Come on, Lucky Flask.
Oklahoma Tire.
There you are. Great, Jack.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
Jack, let the good times roll.
Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. Man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. Twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They twist them there, twist them when I let's twist them.
Ow!
I didn't know dancing could be so much fun.
You ought to try it with a girl sometime.
You mean something like this?
Yeah. Somebody like that.
Yeah, that's weird. You are seeing parts of my body that I will never get to see.
Yeah, believe me, you're not missing all that much.
The gastric mucosa. Intestinal villi. Pulmonary alveoli. Faraway places with strange sounding names.
Hey, Jack. Jack. Go to the mirror in the bedroom, will you?
Why?
I just realized I don't know what the hell you look like from the outside.
Sure.
Are you drunk?
No, I got up a little too fast, so I'm just a little dizzy.
Yeah, right.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Go to the mirror. Come on.
How's this?
A little too close, Jack.
Too close? What's this? Is this good?
You know what? We're going to need a lot more help.
Can you drive? Is your head clear?
Yes.
Slap yourself in the face.
What?
Your face. Slap it. Harder.
Again. Sober yet?
One more time.
Okay, how does it feel?
It feels good.
The Jack Putter machine, zero defects.
God help us.
Espionage in Silicon Valley. The buying and selling of advanced technology. It sounded like Sunday supplement stuff to me then, and that's how it sounds to me now. Liddy, will you look at me when I'm talking to you? When people get murdered, that's when we'll print it in Metro.
Harry, people are getting murdered. A scientist named Ozzy Wexler was gunned down this morning in a shopping mall. Nobody saw who did it.
But what do you know about this guy?
So far, more than the police. He worked for a lab called Vectorscope, located right near the mall.
Something gets stolen, maybe?
I don't know. Vectorscope is locked up tighter than a drum. Why?
The cowboy.
The cowboy?
Who's the cowboy?
Is he here now?
On his way. CWA flight 607 arriving San Francisco International, 4 o'clock this
afternoon.
Will
you talk to me? What am I, cops? Look all around here. Who's the cowboy?
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to extinguish that cigar.
There is nothing like a good cigar. Eh? Partner?
Hey, there she is. Where?
What? I saw her out of the corner of your eye. Honk the horn over your eye! Pull over.
I am.
Hey!
You see her?
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing?
This
is Tuck Pendleton's car. Does he know you have this car? No. You've done it for somebody that doesn't like someone in your car.
Here we go.
You're wearing Tuck's jacket. Why are you
Lydia,
wearing Tuck's
jacket? Lydia, shut up and listen.
You are
Lydia,
wearing
Lydia, shut up and listen. Boy, you said it good.
Look, Tuck's in trouble. He needs your help.
Tuck is being held for ransom.
In a matter of speaking, yes. We need a certain microchip to get him back, and unfortunately it was taken from Vectorscope Labs this morning.
Oh, so there was a break-in. Gina, how did Tuck... How did you get involved in this?
Me? Well, it's a long story.
Well, good. I'm a reporter. I love long stories.
Don't let her take control of the conversation. Be aggressive. Dominate her. Don't be a wuss puss. Be me.
Look, Lydia, you're just going to have to trust me, okay? Because there's not a lot of time for explanations. We only have till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's good.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning? Can't we negotiate for more time?
No.
Well, then where is he? Where are they keeping him?
Where?
Yeah.
Close by?
No, in the area. In the immediate area, vicinity. It's difficult to know
who
exactly.
Who has him?
Would you excuse me just for 1 second? I'll be right back. Can't handle her.
Oh, no. You didn't do so bad. She's a tough cookie.
Yeah, well, she's a beautiful tough cookie. You're a lucky guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I hate this. Why can't we just tell her the truth? She might even believe us.
No. Besides, it's humiliating being this small.
What's so bad about being small? I mean, you're not going to be small forever.
Play with it, pal. Don't talk to it.
Who was that?
Never mind. Tuck.
Yeah.
Just check it.
Hold it. This is a taser gun deploying a charge of 20,000 volts. Now it will immobilize you for up to 15 minutes. And in all probability, it will render you unconscious as well. So I would let go of that man. No!
Electrical system overload.
Oh.
Somebody call the police!
Jack! Jack, are you all right? We had a massive power surge. Jack, what is going on? Your heart rate's going way down. Talk to me. Jack, you had me worried. I thought I lost you a minute there, kid. Where are we? Some kind of a meat locker?
I'm freezing.
You're freezing?
Jack, what is that loud clicking sound?
Mr. Scrimshaw!
Jack, who are these people? Where are we? Jack? Dr. Kanker, get in here. This is a doctor?
Well.
Mild hypothermia.
We need him alive.
Oh, yes. He should be alive.
Bring a blanket.
Let me take care of him. I know how to warm him up.
Knock it off, Margaret. You're riding into Sub-Zero.
Aren't you riding in the limo, Mr. Scrimshaw?
No, go ahead. I'm staying back here with my friend, Jack. Nuclear weapons, Jack. They mean nothing. Everybody's got them. Nobody has the balls to use them. Am I right? Space, you say? Space is a flop. Didn't you know that? An endless junkyard of orbiting debris. Ah, but miniaturization, Jack. That's the ticket. That's the edge that everybody's been looking for. Who will have that edge, Jack? What country will control miniaturization? Frankly, I don't give a shit. I'm only in this for the money. And that's why, Jack, we've got to get that little part out from inside of you.
This guy's definitely not operating on all 8 cylinders, Jack.
You know, Jack, sitting here freezing as we are, I'm reminded of the year that I spent working in the great gold fields of Alaska.
Jack, glance around slowly so I can get a lay of the land.
I was a young man then.
Come on.
Much younger than yourself, but twice as big.
Hold on, wait. Go back to the doors. Yeah.
Those were memorable times.
Okay, Jack. This is it. The doors are unlocked.
I learned the ways of the Eskimo
moment,
and the alley-oops.
It all
not a pretty people,
this.
Jack.
You're not the same man you were this morning, are you, Jack? You're better, you're stronger,
even
you're a man in control of your own destiny, Jack. And psych yourself up, Jack. See yourself opening the doors, Jack. See yourself jumping from the truck, Jack. You're not going to back groceries all your life, are you, Jack? Are you? See yourself being a hero, Jack. Suck yourself up. Numb your horingichum. Numb your horingichum. Numb your horingichum. Can you do it, Jack? Can you see it, Jack? Can you see it?
Yes! I can see it.
No! Yes, yes, we can!
Come back here, you fool!
Jack, do you see that?
Come in here, you safe-way clerk.
You are scaring the hell out of me, Jack. Jump on the car, Jack. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Wait. I go.
Oh, God!
Jack,
Jack!
What exactly are we doing here?
We're waiting for someone.
Oh. Who are we waiting for?
The cowboy. I've been tracking his movements for months. He got to the airport about an hour ago, and he always stays here. I have a feeling he's going to lead us right to that ship.
Hey, knock it off. Why do you think that?
Because he's a fence. He deals with stolen technology, Western technology almost exclusively, which he then sells overseas to the highest bidder. Who do you think introduced Velcro to the Persian Gulf?
Really?
Mm-hmm. There he is. Perfect timing. We're checking in. Let me get the suitcase and the trunk. It's less suspicious if we have a suitcase.
How do you know this was here?
Oh, Tuck always keeps a packed suitcase in the trunk just in case he wakes up in a strange place.
Oh, no. She knows about the suitcase.
Margaret, the cowboy is in town, and we still don't have that other chip.
I'm really awfully busy right now, Victor. I'll have to call you back.
Just get me that chip.
I'm a local hen from the Eogrin, but my leg's not bold and my face not thin. I'm a cowboy who's never seen a cow. I can rope a steer 'cause I don't know how. And I'm not for to start learning how. Yippee-i-oh-hi.
I tipped the desk clerk $100 for this room so we could hear every move that he makes. Now, when he leaves the hotel, we go too.
Yeah, but what if he just stays in?
No, he won't. He loves this club called the Inferno. The man does not sleep.
Now, the guy in the truck, he said his name was Scrimshaw, right?
Hey, I told you to cut that out. What are you looking at? I thought you were a gentleman.
Come on, Tuck, what do you expect? Boy, she's the cutest little overbite, though, don't you think?
Jamal, this adorable pouty expression is just so sweet.
I know what she looks like.
Yeah, what exactly is the deal between you two, anyway?
Never mind, it's none of your business.
Hey, Tuck, listen, I really could use a change of clothes. Mind if I just dip into your suitcase a little?
No, yeah, dip all you like. Nothing's gonna fit you.
Legal counsel to reputed organized crime figures. Administrator of four Teamster pension funds. Suspected of black market arms dealing, yet somehow he manages to keep his nose clean.
Jeez. Anything else, Dwayne?
Yeah. They say he keeps Jimmy Hoffa's wristwatch in his desk drawer as a souvenir.
Oxygen reserve at 60%.
Day 300.
We be cool.
Jack, Scrimshaw is...
How do I look? What's the matter?
Nothing. You just remind me of a time when Tuck was Jack.
Yeah. That is the night we first met. You were doing that article about me. Dinner and talked till 3 a.m. Then I got drunk and threw up and fell down a manhole walking you home.
So it looks like you're pretty hung up on the guy then, huh?
How well do you know Tuck?
Well, we're very close, actually.
Does he talk about me?
I find that Tuck tends to be a little tight-lipped when it comes to women.
Oh, will you knock it off?
But if I were Tuck, I'd talk about you all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, the cowboy, he's leaving.
will look at you.
I'm going in before we lose him.
All right.
Up with him.
Yeah, well, she's with me. Serious. Two things you want to know about me. One, I make love with my boots on. And two,
I know I've been mean to you, Jack. I can just be such a shit sometimes.
Oh, God. It doesn't really matter.
It's probably on account of my life sucking the way it does.
Oh.
I'm a complete mess, you know? You know?
Yeah.
You're probably the only person at the supermarket that I haven't slept with. And it's like you're the only person that I'm even partially attracted to.
Thank you.
That lady is signaling you.
I came with her. I should find out what she wants, I think.
Something. The cowboy is meeting with Scrimshaw early this morning. They are picking him up at the hotel. They are going to give him the microchip. Cowboy, this is Jack.
Hey, cowboy.
Howdy, Big Jack.
Let's go, Buffalo Gal. Let's split this nowhere scene.
He's taking me to the hotel. Follow us.
Wendy.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Call me later?
Sure.
Hurry up.
I am hurrying up, okay? I mean, I don't want to see her alone with that sleazy cowboy any more than you do.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Because I just don't, that's why. God, I can't believe how hostile I feel towards you right now.
Because I'm stimulating your adrenal gland, pal.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the reason and maybe not.
Look, you got something to say, why don't you just say it, huh?
She deserves better, that's all.
Better than what?
Better than you.
Ah, I knew it. You think she goes for you, don't you, pal, huh? Well, you know what she sees in you, Jack? She sees me.
All right, Pendleton, that's it. Where are you? Where are you, you little weasel?
Save it for the cowboy. Wrong door. That's an exit, Jack. Come on now, control it. Come on, you're a dangerous individual, Jack. Come on, you can do it.
Big Jack! Don't knock, just come.
Ah, Duke, the son of a bitch.
Jack?
Where were you?
Next door, waiting for you.
Beauty punch anyway, Big Jack. That's it. Now tie that sucker tight. He's gonna squirm when he wakes up.
Now, look at the cowboy.
Hold it. Hold it right there.
Emulation systems activated. Contour analysis, stage one.
Move over, Picasso. Look at this.
Grid mapping, ectodermal contours.
Okay, go to the mirror.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to attempt an electronic stimulation of your nerves and muscles.
What does that mean?
I'm going to alter your face.
You're going to alter my face? Yeah. Change my face? How do you do that?
It's complicated. I don't even understand it myself, but just trust me.
Will it hurt?
Yeah.
Well, let's not do it then.
What are you doing in there, Jack? Are you okay?
We're getting there, Jack. Now, hang on. This might pinch just a little bit.
Jack?
Is that a five or a six? No, I'm right. That's fine.
What?
What did you do to him?
Who?
Jack!
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 I'm Jack!
No! You get away from me! Get away!
I'm Jack!
Get away from
listen
me! Stay away!
Listen to my voice! It's me!
Well, then who's in the bathroom?
He is!
Who is?
Him!
Who?
Him! The cowboy! Sorry. Look, I know it's hard to understand. It's hard for me to understand. You just have to believe me and
trust
me. I can explain it later, but now
you get
time.
Jack's hair, huh?
Well, I'm not too sure of that one.
Jack?
Maybe you can just go in and see for yourself.
Yeah, I will go in and see for myself. No, I'm not stupid.
Okay?
Oh.
Just trust me. I'll explain everything. I promise, but not right now.
All right, I'm going with you.
Don't let her go. It's not safe.
Better not, Lydia.
No. Tuck used to say to me that he actually did the things that I only write about. Now I want to do the things I only write about. Now open your mouth. Come on. Men.
Mr. Scrimshaw is waiting. All right. What do you say? Never beg.
Cowboy.
Howdy.
Welcome. Come in. Sit down. Join us. My friend, we have been waiting for you.
Do you think we're close friends?
God, I hope.
How long
has it been, cowboy?
You tell me.
Almost 6 years. Don't you remember? Idi Amin's barbecue.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? The sauce.
You haven't forgotten the last time we saw each other, have you, cowboy?
And speaking of which, we seem to have a rather attractive added starter here this morning.
Yes, my sister.
In-law.
Good morning, sister-in-law. Murnau, another place setting, please. You know, cowboy, I don't know what it is. There's something about you. Please. You have changed. You're different.
Yes, I've been sick.
Good thinking, Jack.
Have some champagne. Please. Join me. I believe that these are the kind that you like. Cuban?
Cuban? Hey, Jack, you're in luck. Cuban are the best.
I save this for later.
Jack!
Cowboy, what has happened to your hair?
I had it done.
Clint Eastwood style. You see outlaw Josie Wales? What a flick.
All right, so much for the pleasantries. Now let's get down to business. Dr. Kanker.
Yes, well, miniaturization works on a dual chip system.
Don't play with your food.
We have one in our possession at the moment, and we'll have the other one very soon.
Take what they got.
Fine, I take what you got.
You do understand. The first chip only miniaturizes. Both are required for re-enlargement.
Right. We whet their appetites with what we got.
Good point, cowboy.
Thank you.
Good point, Jack.
Thank you.
Doctor, the chip, please.
Easy. Easy. There it is. Hang on now, Jack. Okay, now I want you to reach out.
Put it in your pocket.
Gee, so tiny. Who would think?
Jack, what are you doing? Take the chip. Come on, don't freeze up on me.
I wonder, miss, if Cowboy's ever told you of his incredible tolerance for pain.
His what?
His what?
His what?
His ability to withstand pain. Why, his stoicism is legendary. Fighting your light under a bushel, cowboy. That is so unlike you. That is who you are.
Uh-oh.
You mind satisfying my curiosity on that point? In lieu of champagne, how about some real pain? Propane?
Jack?
You all
right,
Jack?
No!
Don't worry, cowboy. Dr. Kanker here has pioneered the field of limb replacement.
Jack, you're generating too much electrical energy. You can't hold the balance.
Try to stay calm, Jack!
Cowboy, stop it. Don't do that. I was just kidding. Please, cowboy. No more. It's only a joke. Cowboy, I beg of you. Stop it.
How you doing, Jack?
God in heaven deliver us from Satan. It's Potter! Get him!
Would you help?
No.
What?
No, absolutely not until you tell me what is going on. And I want to know everything, Jack.
Oh, what the hell? You might as well tell her.
Really?
Yes, really.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're preparing the lab now. Igo's already on his way.
Good.
I don't think she believes me.
The way you tell it, I wouldn't believe you either.
Well, I mean, I just...
So, you're talking to him right now?
Yeah. Right.
No. No, I don't buy that, Jack. Sorry, no. This is getting to be just a little bit too much, you know?
All right, Jack. I guess I'm just going to prove it to her. Jack,
Repeat to Lydia exactly what I say.
Okay.
Lydia?
Lydia?
I don't blame you for walking out of me that morning.
I don't blame you for walking out of me that morning.
But it was my heart that was broken and not my toe.
But it was my heart that was broken and not my toe. What?
Tuck? It's you.
Wait, so I'll just wait a second. Tuck? I want a moment alone. I want you to shut off your sensors. No picture and no sound.
Nah, that's a bad idea, Jack. I can't do that. What if I can't restore contact?
Look, I want one moment alone.
Alone with Lydia, you mean, huh?
Look, I think you owe this to me.
Okay, Jack. Signing off.
Not exactly sure what I want to say to you. I know we haven't known each other very long, less than a day, but...
You're coming.
So much for words.
Jack, come in. Jack, do you read me? Come in. Jack.
Damn it, I knew I shouldn't have shut this thing down.
Jack, where the hell am I?
Mr. Hunter, if you please.
Hey, put the girl in my office.
Not to worry, Putter. We know what we're doing.
We'll use the chip we have to miniaturize Mr. Igo.
And inject him into Putter.
Right. He'll locate the pod, eliminate its pilot, and retrieve the second chip.
Oxygen reserves at 40%.
Jack.
I was getting some gum.
Sure. After I check for nail files.
Dwayne, it's Lydia. Listen, I'm in trouble, okay? I need some help. You gotta call the police and tell them I'm in a renovated factory across from Pier 18.
What's up, Lydia?
I can't talk now, okay? But call Vectorscope and tell them I've got Tuck Pendleton and I'm bringing him in, okay?
And call Pete Blanchard. His number's in my Rolodex. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Once Igo's inside Cutter and takes command of their pod, how do we get the ship out?
Mr. Igo will pilot the pod out through a tear duct or a swept land.
Why chance that? Once he takes over the pod and gets the ship, let's re-enlarge.
While it's still inside Mr. Putter?
Why not?
Have you any idea the kind of mess that would make?
Tuck, help me. Make me strong.
Brain him!
He's in. Igo's in. Let him go.
Young lady, you are in over your head here.
Let him go.
Ouch.
Okay, now what do we do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Everybody into the miniaturizer.
Everybody, into the miniaturizer!
Go, go!
Chip.
Come on, you two.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Let's go, Jack. You got the chip?
I can't reach it.
You can't reach it?
I can't reach the chip.
Maybe it's one of these.
Get over there. Look, nothing's happening.
Try the green button.
Don't worry, they won't know how to close it.
Certainly not. I'll get you for this, Margaret.
I've been that claustrophobic.
Jack, come on.
I have no idea what it is.
What are these switches here for?
I don't know.
Well, you should have paid attention.
I'm strapped to a table.
Just keep pressing them.
Well,
try.
Nothing works.
This one.
Oh, my God. Cover your eyes.
Hold it, Jim.
Father! Oh.
Approaching middle ear.
Lydia. Please hear this, please. Understand.
External amplifier activated.
Canker? Press the green button, you fool! Hurry!
You'll never find it.
The man's a high school graduate. The green button, you fool!
The police!
Who called the police?
Well, let's just get out of here.
Shit. Margaret, look what you've done to us. Officer, give me a hand. Give me a hand. I know the mayor.
You hold it!
I bet it ain't even loaded.
Oh, yeah!
Tuck will give me the strength of 10 men. Is that Tuck?
Cupid, please hear my cry.
mean, like, Tucker's inside you? That means I just...
Oh, shit.
Hi, Mr. Killer.
Gee, I'm really sorry.
Where's my sub-zero?
Oh, just get in the car.
Hi, Sebastian.
Will you give me a leg up?
Every man for himself.
How is he inside of me?
I have no idea. I mean, he hasn't spoken to me since...
Since when?
Since when? Since Cellar.
Since you kissed me. Kiss me again.
What?
Jack, can you hear me now? I'm back.
He's back.
Let's go.
Lydia!
How are we doing?
We had the chip.
All right.
And we're on our way back to Mexico.
All right.
But I think that someone is in there with you.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Well, see, they put somebody else inside me to get to you.
What? Inside you? What's your driving?
Sorry. At the lab, they put this guy in. So just be careful.
Oh, shit.
Make it to Dectoscope in time?
Can't you go any faster?
Look, do you want to drive? I mean, I'm going as fast as I can here.
Stop
this car!
Watch your driving, Jack. What's going on?
Foreign object detected. Approaching through esophageal passage. External malignancy detected. Oxygen reserves at 20%. Warning, pressurization imbalance. Turbo thruster 1, disabled. Oxygen depletion factor, 6.8.
A little panda wing!
I'll drag this car myself! Ah! Ah! You significant little pipsqueak, I'm in charge here.
Jack, knock him off your lap!
I'll kill you, butter.
Do I want to play?
Oxygen reserves at 15%.
Whoa!
tanks. No boosters left.
Thrusters inoperative.
Actually, I'm feeling pretty relaxed now, thanks.
I need some stomach acid, Jack, and I need a lot of stomach.
Oh, no, please, give me a break.
Jack, I don't want to alarm you, but I think I saw something down here, and, well, it's probably benign, but...
A tumor? You saw a tumor? How big?
Jack, you're asking the wrong guy. From my point of view, it's about the size of Candlestick Park.
Oh, great, there goes my ulcer.
That's it, Jack. Keep those stomach acids flowing, Jack.
Okay, Val. Here's how I spell relief.
Jack, it worked. You just digested the bad guy.
There's a phone. Oh, thank God.
So what? All my pocket change is shrunk.
Well, use your credit card, Victor. You do have one, don't you? All big men have credit cards.
Yeah. And how are we going to get up there? I've got it. Cowboy, this is Victor Scrimshaw. What the hell... I don't care what you've been through. It couldn't possibly compare with what I've been through.
Or what I'm going through.
Cowboy, listen to me. We need those chips, and we need them now more than ever.
Warning. Oxygen level critical. Life support systems inoperative. Switch to manual.
Jack? Jack? I'm running out of air, Jack. Hope we're almost there. I'm setting a course for the mouth.
Jack,
you gotta sneeze for me, pal. Can you do it?
Sneeze, why?
Because I don't have enough oxygen to make it out. The human sneeze has been collecting over 100 miles per hour, and right now I'm inside your lung, buddy, and my only chance to make it out is for you to sneeze.
Okay, but how, though?
Where is he?
He's in my lung.
He's in the lung.
Which lung? Think pollen, think ragweed, think...
Animal dander, fur ball, just think anything. I don't know.
Kiss me! Somebody, give me some aspirin! Hurry! Give me some aspirin! Right away!
Here!
Give me that!
Not move!
Kiss me! Come here! Come here!
Somebody hand me the applesauce. Quick. I see the pod. Tweezers. Has somebody got some tweezers?
Tweezers. Tweezers. Tweezers.
Quickly. Come on, quickly. go. No.
Activate the re-enlargement process.
No, what? The chip. He's got the chip.
I've got the chip.
The chip, you've got it.
There's the chip.
There it is.
Go.
Good.
I don't have time for this. Thanks for telling me.
M1 and 2 functional.
Eat me? Drink me? What?
It's from the Exorcist, I think.
What?
No, Alice in Wonderland. Yes, because she drank something up big and then changed something up small.
Was it the other way around?
No, I don't know. I pick one.
You pick one.
Wendell.
Yes.
Great. Flashlights. Get us some flashlights in here. Hurry. Okay. Are we okay?
It's the right program.
Go ahead.
Activate centrifuge.
Goggles,
we gotta
have some goggles here.
Activate laser pre-light.
Here
we go. Initiate MRD sequence.
MRD sequence initiated.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, maybe it was drinking.
Disengage cooker shield.
Let's get him out of there.
Initiating shield disengagement.
Prepare for hot access.
Well, sure made one hell of a team, didn't we?
Take care, Big Jack.
Notice my
complaint.
He has the chips on him.
Good, good. Close the lid, close the lid.
I can't breathe in here.
Shut up, Margaret.
It's true, Jack. The whole ship, it had worms.
Oh, listen, don't run any red lights. Okay, thanks a lot.
Nice wedding. Listen, Jack, why don't you stop around the office sometime next week? I got some new tests I'd like to run.
Jack, listen, I've been thinking about something, and, well, I really think that we should try dating. Not exclusively at first, at least
Jack,
for me.
Since you're not going on the cruise, I sure could use you at the store on Monday.
That was the cowboy.
Huh?
Who's the cowboy?
It's classified.
Doc! I'm cured. Wendy, not a chance. And Mr. Wormwood, thank you. And I quit.
Jack Turner to the rescue!